in my clean laundry. Is that what happened?
Good morning. Thank you for calling Artshop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Jennifer Castle.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do today?
I'd like to set up a service. It's available.
Sure. Absolutely. I can definitely help out with that. Let's go ahead and figure out what is your service address, please?
It's 58 Lafayette Avenue in Kingston, New York.
Perfect. Okay. And were you aware of our different plans that are available?
I got an offer for $69.99 for 2 years.
Yes, so we do have that for the 1 gig. Oh, perfect. And is this location home business?
Sorry?
Is your location a home or a business?
It's a home.
Okay. Perfect. Now it's showing that the in-service date would be in October. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and get you set up with a pre-order. And then once we get closer to the time for where we'll be able to schedule you, we'll give you a call to schedule you. Would that be okay?
Sounds good. Yep.
Okay. All right. And so we're choosing the 1 gig. And then approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking?
It's about 1,200 square feet.
Okay, perfect.
Actually, I mean, if you include the basement, which I would like to, it's probably like 2,200 square feet.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. We usually recommend a Wi-Fi extender for anything that's larger than 2,200.
I don't know.
Area.
It's probably me with my... Hold on. Go on my porch.
I'm so sorry about her.
What's that?
Well, it's also the fact that I have a bad voice at the moment. I do apologize for that.
No, I mean, it's not that. It's like literally the noise, the sound is cutting out.
Oh, I do apologize for that. Okay, and so what we do recommend is usually a Wi-Fi extender. Anything between 1,000 to 2,500 square feet is when we usually recommend one. Mm-hmm. It's not necessary because we do have a really good router and modem that would be able to provide a lot of coverage. But if you do find that there are some spots in the house that are maybe not connecting as well, you may want to look into getting an extender that we offer for $7.99 a month.
Okay, I think I'd like to start off and get the extender. Do you think it would be possible to extend it to my backyard as well?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing is like the Wi-Fi extenders are not outdoors, so they're not outdoor capable. They would have to be indoors
because
They're not waterproof.
I'm just wondering if having one at the back of the house would.
Yeah, it would definitely help spread out that Wi-Fi range for you to be able to remain connected if you're out, like, on the back porch and whatnot.
Okay.
Did you want to go ahead and add one, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I just had a squirrel run a foot in front of me.
Squirrels are funny. It's so entertaining to watch them.
I know. They're like little monkeys.
And then, did you want the home phone service?
No, thank you.
Okay, perfect. All right, and do you rent or own your property?
Own.
Okay. And do you know how your current utility wires are feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson? Are they going through the air or under the ground? What was that?
Central Hudson.
Yeah, is it going overhead in like through the air, or is it under like buried under the ground?
Oh, it's overhead.
Okay. And then is your billing address and your service address?
Same.
Okay. All right. And Jennifer, it's a typical thing. J-E-E-R?
Yep.
Okay. Please. Jennifer, are you able to hear me?
Yep.
How do you spell your last name, please?
C-A-S-T-L-E.
T-L-E-T-E-L.
C, it's like the building, a castle. C-A-S-T-L-E.
Like castle, like it? Okay, perfect. Awesome. Let's see for your online portal.
Man, I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
Okay, bear with me just one moment, okay?
Okay.
Jennifer, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What is the best email address for you for your online portal?
It is Chateau Castle, so it's C-H-A-T-E-A-U.
Mm-hmm.
And my last name, C-A-S-T-L-E. And it's Gmail.
At Gmail?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So ChateauCastle@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Awesome. Don't mind me, I'm French.
Hey, you said that with a French accent.
I did. I have no accent when I switch between the two languages, so I do apologize. And it throws so many people off guard. It's hilarious. Like, I catch everybody off guard with it.
I don't speak French. It's just supposed to be kind of funny.
Well, I mean, it's clever, though. I love the email. It's very clever because it's your last name in French and then your last name in English. So cool. It's quite a clever email. And what is the best phone number that you like associated with your account?
We would call our house with Chateau Castle.
You know, I grew up going to a chateau every single summer, Chateau de Bay in southern France. It was really great because it was my father's best friend's vineyard. So. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, he sold it in 2006, and then they tore down the castle.
Aww.
Yeah, and now they built, like, a church-looking steeple that houses the wine now, and it's just, I don't like it. But, I mean, I still have a statue of it sitting on my desk of the old castle, so at least I've got that from my childhood.
Yep.
And what is the best phone number that you would like associated with your account, please?
718-216-1586.
And did you want a secondary account, a secondary phone number on the account?
Nope.
Okay. And how may we contact you? We have the option of email, phone, text.
Text.
Text? Okay. Perfect. And just so that you are aware for the text message opt-in, at Archtop Fiber, we notify customers via text messaging with important information such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize it. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Would that be okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. And as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This doesn't affect your credit score. We don't see your credit score. There's nothing that, like, is divulging as far as, like, your credit goes. It just tells us whether or not you need to pay a deposit. And it also validates to say that you are who you say you are. If you want to bypass the credit check, you can, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Did you want to go ahead with the credit check?
Credit check is fine. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. just bear with me as I get there. All right, and whenever you're ready, I am ready for your social. I only need it once, and I immediately submit it. It's completely confidential, and all it tells us is whether a deposit is required.
Okay. It's a 718. I'm sorry. That's my phone
number. No worries.
013-6877-11.
Perfect. Submitting now. Huh. Okay, so it does show that you actually have a file freeze on your credit file. Do you happen to know the PIN?
Not at the moment. How much is the deposit?
$50.
Oh, you already told me that. Let's just do the deposit then. It's going to take me a while to figure out how to unfreeze my credit.
Yeah, because it does ask for a PIN. If you don't know the PIN, you can contact Experian for it. Yep. And if you want the phone number, I can give that to you as well.
Yeah, let me do that, and then I guess I'll just call back. I know I can do, like, a one-day or one company unlock. It would be good to have my PIN. I'm sure I have it somewhere. I just have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, the PIN is usually either 10, 12, 15, or 17 characters.
Okay. What is Experian's number?
So it's 888-397- mm-hmm. 3742.
Okay.
Yeah, so 888-397-3742. What was that?
So do I just call back and you'll have all the info so far that you've input for me?
Yes, so I can definitely hold on. Like, I won't hold on to your social because I only typed it in the one time and I didn't type it in anywhere else. But okay. So you'll have to reprovide that when it comes to the credit check. But when you call back in, if you want, you can ask for me. I already have your name, your address, your email, and your phone number at least on file. So that way it'll be a little bit easier.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. So it does show that it is locked at the moment. It says federal legislation. So it won't let me continue on with the credit report.
Okay. That's fine. I'm glad.
Well, that's true. Because at least that means, nobody's going to steal your identity.
Yeah, I figured out that I only need to block it at one bureau because, I guess, because no one can run any of it.
Yeah, and I mean, there's three bureaus, too, so it's crazy. I know some people who have, done all three of them, put, a freeze on all three, and then it's just we don't know which one to unfreeze. Because they froze literally all three of them, and it was just I'm not sure.
I'll give you a call back in a bit.
Okay, absolutely. And we're definitely more than happy to help. And if you want, you can ask for me, CJ, and I'll continue off where we left off.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome.